This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
7 years. Crazy radio, whacked out shenanigans, parody songs, knuckleheads in the news, so on and so forth. Sunny and warm today, high 52. 33 right now, headed up to 52 in Midtown. Got some nice notes from people who've been with us, some from the very beginning. A lady named Laura Russo said, "It seems like yesterday I heard Scott say he was leaving the other station. I was stunned and shocked. Couldn't breathe, couldn't drive. I'd listened to the show from the very beginning, and how was I going to survive? I was truly devastated. Thank you, CBS-FM. Few days later, I heard his voice on CBS FM. So that's kind of cute.
Mark Friedman just messaged me and he said, "That opening still gives me goosebumps, and I wasn't even part of it." Isn't that cute?
We're looking back at some of the people who have worked with us over the years. We talked about Mr. G, who was our first weatherman here. He was here before us.
Right.
And then Joe Nolan, of course, who came with us over here. And the always entertaining John Elliott. And we had Kara DeFalco, who still fills in for us. Kermit the Wonder Frog.
Oh, yes, our baby Kermit.
Emily West worked here for a while. Now she's next door at NEWFM. Susie Cerrone. Right. And, of course, Louie, big part of the show. Sue Aller still with us. It's been quite a ride.
Dr. Mark Dave. Rivera, sort of a part of the show.
Yeah, he's just about, you know, he's an
honorary member. Right.
And we talked about Ross and Dan Taylor, who would fill in for us from time to time.
And so Race fills in for us.
Yeah, it's been quite a trip, I'll tell you that. Yeah. 7:15, but I'll tell you, without the listeners who support us, we would be, you know, sitting on the phone line. My daughter was on the phone yesterday. She's unemployed right now. And she said, "Dad, you got to hang on for like an hour and 40 minutes before they get to you." I said, "Oh, boy." She said, "You've never had to do that, have you, Dad?" I said, "So far, I haven't. I I don't know how many people are going through that right now, but, you know, we got one at our house, so we know. Kind of live vicariously through her. She's on the phone for like an hour and 40 minutes just on hold.
Just on hold.
You got to call in every week and register, I guess.
Yeah, for unemployment.
Our friend Anthony McCaffrey, the rock and roll bus driver working for Beeline, driving around the big show sign, CBS FM, 7-year anniversary sign. People go, who is that? Who are those people, Anthony? They all love Anthony. And a big shout out to Anton Massapusta III. Hope I got the name right. Said, "Awesome. You guys are great chemistry. Love it. Like the way you salute the firefighters and first responders at the end of the show." Thank you, Anton. And Christine Irwin remembers one of my best memories, she says, being in the audience for the big show day number 1,000. Was that 1,000? 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 1,000. Had a great time with my daughter being there, sitting next to Jason Block, the cuckoo clock. All right. That's good. Thank you so much, Christine, for your nice note. I wish that's one thing I miss. We have our own broadcast theater in the building, but obviously it's empty. You can't have crowds in there now.
No, we can't even be in there now.
No, we can't. Can't even have us in there, let alone
right,
you,
right.
Christine. Sorry. Brad Blank's checking in. He's in the core four. Hello, Brad.
Hey, Scott, Patty. Congratulations, guys. What an amazing 7 years. Like, wow. Did you ever think it would go this long, Scott?
Oh, yeah. Well, Brad, this,
you know,
I was thinking about it coming in, walking down the hall this morning before we signed on. It's weird because this is just what I do.
Yeah.
This is my job. It's my hobby. It's my life. And it's just natural to me. I enjoy working with my friends and the people that we have on the show, including you, Brad.
Oh, thank you. No, it's wonderful. I remember when you left PLJ. I think I spoke to you on your last PLJ day, and it was very sad, and I couldn't believe you were leaving, PLJ. And then, a week later, there was a press release in the newspaper that you were going to CBS FM, and it was very exciting. So I wrote you a nice note, and I said, oh, good luck, Scott. It's an exciting time for you, mate. And you replied and said, well, why don't you come along and do that interview thing you do? And
why don't you come along with
that
us,
thing
right?
You do.
Yeah, and I turned up on day four is when I come in, and I haven't looked back, and it's been wonderful. You've got Harvey, my boy, who's now 11, onto the show, and he was like 4 or 5 at the time then, and doing movie reviews, and my kids have sort of grown up listening to you, and you've met them on the show, and that. And my third child, Clementine, was just born like a couple of months before. The 7 year kickoff for you 7 years ago. So just wow. Really wonderful. And we've got to see like Louis Polici's kids were born on the show. So there's been a lot of really wonderful moments. So yeah, well, thanks so much.
I never have really liked working by myself, since I started doing mornings. I mean, I was Super Chan back in the day,
DJ.
Nighttime screaming, crazy, fast talking DJ. And then I decided I wanted to do mornings, and I've always had an ensemble, a cast of people that I like working with, at least most of the time.
On that note, Scott, I reckon Patty and I have really relished that opportunity over these last 7 years, and it's different at PLJ,
yeah.
But the last 7 years, we've been able to explore your life more, and I know you don't like it much, but we love your life. So we really enjoyed peeling your onion, Scott Shannon.
Yeah, all right.
That's a great way to put it. It's true, because I think you share more now, Scott. I'm not sure why. You just get to a point in life where it's like,
because
whatever.
I feel more comfortable with this crew, and I'm happier. This probably, I would say this is the best 7 years. If you want to take out the last year, you can do that. But,
it was a learning process this year.
Luckily, we were able to work on through it and be together. But it's just probably the best 7 year stretch of my entire radio career. I got one lady. She wrote a note. She says, I've been listening to you for 50 years. I said,
wait a minute. When you were in kindergarten?
Laura Mello. I guess I went to school with her or something. I don't know.
Or something.
Anyway.
We did some videos kind of reliving these past 7 years, and it was really funny because mine is not, I didn't write anything out. I just started talking, and I went, oh, my gosh, it's like 7 years has gone in the blink of an eye, but there's been a lifetime of experience that we've all gone through in these 7 years, both certainly on the world stage, but personally we've all gone through so much stuff. It's really been a fascinating time, and it's been I wouldn't have wanted to share it with anybody but you guys, and so lots of love to you.
Remember the first night that you tried to go to sleep when you've been informed that you had breast cancer?
Remember that? And everybody says, I can't believe you kept going to work, and I got to tell you, nothing made me happier than walking into that studio every day, because nobody put that on me and made me feel like, oh, the patient is here. You guys just played with me. We talked. We got past that.
That's funny.
And it allowed me to get past it.
And I think to myself, oh, geez, was I a bit hard on Patty then? I get like, oh, geez, I sort of just was nonchalant, and you're going through this life.
Exactly. Because when you're going through something like that, the thing you want most in the world is to feel normal. And you guys made me feel completely normal. And I think that was a big part of the healing.
Especially when you got your new designer boobs.
Yes.
That's right. And wig.
Didn't we even did a song about it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Believe me, I remember.
Only you would put up with that, I got to tell you. Thank you, Brad. Great job, my friend.
Scott, fantastic. Well done, Patty. Good on you, Scott.
That's a love, honey.
Hopefully we'll see you soon, my friend. Good job. Excellent. Feels so good. Back in the New York groove. 8:15 CBS FM, celebrating 7 years of crazy radio and shenanigans here at 101.1. I said thank you earlier, but I got to thinking about milestones like this give you a chance to think about how lucky you are to be in this business and to be working for a great company like we work for. And I want to say thanks to Susan Larkin, who made sure that we continue to work here, and Chris Oliveira, and two of the guys that brought us here to begin with, Jim Ryan, our program director, and Mr. Don Belukis, who I had the pleasure of working with before we came here, and then he moved here, and then I came here, and then you came here.
That's so right.
I got a sweet note from Wendy Nastasi. She said, well, I'm a blubbering mess. I'm a blubbering mess. Thank you very much. I did not see this coming, and I had no tissues available. Congratulations. It's an honor and a privilege to have been a listener from day one. Love each and every one of you. Thank you, Wendy. Very sweet. Now you're making us blubbering messes. 8:17, checking in this morning. A guy who's been with us from the very beginning, and I remember the first time we put him on the radio, we couldn't believe it. We had this guy on the air. Mark Rivera was checking in, and he was an actual listener. I mean, he was a listener before we even, you know, knew it.
It was on.
Yeah. And then we barely got here. And he said, you know, I listen to you guys all the time. I said, what? I get up early. Right, Mark?
I get up so early. I get up at the crack of ugly. Good morning, my dear. Fatty, good morning, Scott. Good morning. Congratulations to you two, to all of you. I mean, it's 7 years. Patty, I bet you had no idea what you were signing up for, huh?
No, well, I sort of had an idea. I'd been through it with him before. But
I know
what? This has been absolutely a blessing and a wonderful, wonderful place to be during this roller coaster time. So, yeah.
Hey, let's talk about your boss for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Billy.
Have you guys
talked at all about when you're going to go back to work, get off your ass?
We're just hoping for the best. I think the reality is, what I believe is, that we're just going to check the temperature. Nobody wants to do anything prematurely. I mean, believe me, no one wants to get on the road as much as I or any one of the members of the band. And for that matter, Billy, I think Billy's like just chomping at the bit. That's what we do. It's what we do, and it's like breathing, and it's like we're running out of oxygen at this point. Today's the 3rd. On the 6th, 3 days from today, it will mark a year since our last performance.
Oh, my God. At the Garden.
That's insane. That's insane.
Was your last performance at the Garden, or did you do one of those big ballparks?
That was the last performance we played. We played outdoors in Mexico City.
Wow.
Yeah.
and to say the least, I'm not racking up any frequent flying miles, that's for sure. So,
What kind of crowd did you have? Were you outdoors in Mexico City. They like to do like 100,000 people crowds there.
And frankly, as you know, Sandra and I got sick in March, but it had nothing to do with that flight or any of it. It was just a local fluke. And that's just... It's so hard to even fathom that we've gone this long without performances. Yeah. I mean, look, hockey, baseball, basketball, football. I mean,
everything.
We all need this. We all need this desperately. And for that matter, I was so sad that we couldn't get to Blythedale in December because that's really a big part of my year, as you know, for all of us.
Yeah, sure is.
And you hit it on the head, Scott. Having this job and working in this crazy industry and reflecting on this year, and for that matter, your last 7 years, and for that matter, my last 39 years coming on with Billy, I've been the most fortunate human being that might ever be on this radio
with you. I believe that wholeheartedly. My family's well. I have dear friends like the people on the other end of this phone. It means the world to me. And
you know, it's funny. When
Mark, you have spent your entire career, your entire married life on the road, pretty much.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
has it been like to be just locked up at home for this long?
My wife wants to shoot me. No. You know what saved us? We have a ping pong table.
Uh-huh. A ping pong
table. Yeah.
I'm very serious. We have a ping pong table
fun.
In the garage, and it's fun. And, I was talking to one of the guys in the band. In fact, the front of house sound guy, Brian Ruggles, and the lighting director, Steve Cohen. And I've come to realize that bands that I've worked with, between Hall & Oates, Simon & Garfunkel, Billy, and Farmer, there were years that I spent more time with those gentlemen than I did with my sons. And it's heartbreaking, but it's what I do. And,
right.
you know, it's a great ride, and I love it.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking to Mark Rivera from the Billy Joel Band. For those of you who don't know which Billy he's talking about, and I don't say that in a snide way.
Right.
I just say there may be people listening. I don't know who this guy is. But
who the heck is this guy?
It's funny because a little while ago I said the same thing you said. This is what I do, and
right.
it's my hobby, and it's my job, and it's my life.
Mm-hmm.
And we were fortunate enough to be able to continue to do
right.
what we do here. And
right.
you were not that lucky because, I mean, you know, it's got to drive these people crazy. We've interviewed a couple other people who, are down and out, too, in the music business. And it's driving them crazy. And you see all these people doing these, these Zoom sessions now.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Frankie Valli put together one, believe it or not, with Frankie's like what 85 years old, and he's going crazy. He's been touring since he was 18 years old, and he's sitting around. No, he didn't want to take a break. They're doing like a Zoom recordings.
Uh-huh.
Pretty crazy.
That's great. Good for him.
All right, my friend, we love you very much.
Love you back again. Here's to the next seven, and then beyond. I love you both so much. Be safe. Stay positive and test negative.
Thank you.
I knew he was going to run that by
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he had to go there.
He holds that one right there. He is Mark Rivera. This is CBS FM. I want to play some strip poker. I'm your joker, 842 at CBS FM. We were talking about some of the folks who have been with us on the show. Of course, the voice of traffic on our show is Sue Aller this morning, and she's had quite a period over that last couple of years. Battling some serious cancer in the family, and somehow managed to do a good job on the radio all through it. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning.
Good morning, and always
happy birthday.
Always smiling. That's what I love.
I either got to smile or cry, so it's one or the other.
And on top of that, she keeps track of numerous children who are now almost grown, right?
Yes, there are many of them. They're in college, and I have, like, the tale of two cities because I have three kids in Tampa, and they're very, very happy. And then I have another child in Connecticut who's very, very sad with all the restrictions going on.
Well, down in Tampa, there are no restrictions going on, and the kids are having a ball, aren't they?
You got that right. And for the first time, every one of the Aller kids are in love. Every single one.
Wow.
Yes, and I can't talk about any of it, but they're all in love. That's all I can say.
Why can't you talk about it?
That's got to cheer the sad one up.
Exactly.
You can't talk about any of them at all?
Well, maybe one or two, you know.
Right, but they're happy right now.
They're all happy right now, so that's a good thing.
Sometimes being in love when you're happy doesn't always turn out so happy, though.
This is true.
Well,
let's
not worry about that now.
Let's hope that
it's okay.
They all turn out just fine, all right?
Young and in love.
Right.
I got you. Thank you. Thank you, Sue. Great talking to you.
Love you guys.
844.
Miss you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.